Real estate professionals, listen up. Does this sound familiar? You know what to do to take your business to the next level, but you don't do it. Well, you're not alone. Did you know that there is an 87% failure rate and only 10% make up $100,000 in the business? Well, how-to guys are solving this problem. They are the research experts on habits and human behavior, and they apply it to the real estate world. So stop by more tools and resources and start learning better habits. Welcome to the Real Estate of Mind podcast, powered by the How-To Guys, with your hosts, Andy Rosas and Michael Manrique.
Hey everyone, how you doing? Andy Rosas here, co-founder of the How-To Guys, and welcome. Whether you're streaming this in, podcast, Facebook Live, Instagram, welcome to this episode. I'm going to talk to you all, real estate agents, about you're saying yes to too many things and you're not saying no to enough things, okay? And if you're saying yes to everything, it's real simple. That means you're saying no to other things. So that's what you need to understand. There's a consequence for your yeses and your nos. And an example that I want to give you all, because as real estate agents, you got so many things coming at you left and right. And as an entrepreneur, guess what? You can do whatever you want. You can say, well, I want to provide the best service. I want to be available for every phone call that comes my way. I want to go to every single networking event. I want to go to every single party or every single thing for my family, whatever that is. As a realtor, you can say yes to anything you want, right? But that is the beast, right? And the beauty of this, right? I think I said it backwards, right? The beauty and the beast of this is because, like a shopping list, think about it. If you don't know what you want in your real estate business and you're just saying yes to everything and you're not in alignment with your values as to what it is you need to do, and students in our program, you all know what we're talking about here, right? Knowing your true values, and that's like your shopping list. Because if you walk into a grocery store without a shopping list, guess what's gonna happen? You're gonna go ahead and you're gonna start buying the double stuffed Oreo cookies, the Cheez-Its, the string cheese, the Cheetos. I'm saying cheese a lot, but if you love cheese, you know what I'm talking about. So guess what? You're just gonna randomly buy things. But when you know your values and you have a shopping list and you truly know, okay, I'm going into the store, I'm gonna go ahead and buy broccoli, I'm gonna buy my steak, I'm gonna buy my cereal, whatever that is, then you know what to say yes to and what you need to say no to. So when you see those double stuffed Oreo cookies or Cheetos, you say no to it. When you get the phone call from something that's taking you away from your values, something that you truly want to do as a business, as a realtor, or in a relationship, whatever that is, it helps you understand and makes it clear for you. Will it be difficult still to say yes or no? Absolutely. I had it happen to me today where I had a big deal, actually an opportunity for me to do something huge, but it was going against my values. It was going against my long-term vision as to what I want to do as a business, as a person. My values need to be intact. But if not, if I didn't have that intact, then guess what? The shiny object syndrome would take over, and you go, ooh, look, shiny object, I'm gonna go that way, right? And you're distracted, and 5 years later, you have no idea what the hell's going on. So realtors, I'm telling you, please make sure you understand what your values are, what your goals are. That's why we do Truest Weeks, and we structure that in our program, right? So you understand what to say yes to or no to, because if not, you're just gonna be randomly going out there, buying everything in the grocery store, saying yes to any networking event, yes to any kind of client, and every client is not a client for you, right? Every single property is not a property for you. Every single investor is not someone for you. Every single coworker is not someone for you, or brokerage is not for you. So you need to know what to say yes to or no to. Okay, guys? So whatever call to action that you want to follow, you want more information on the How-To Guys, go to howtoguys.com. Check out more free content. If you are a student of ours, go ahead and post any comments, any questions. Share your story with us. We love hearing it. And I just want to thank you all for your time, lending me your eyes or your ears, depending on how you're doing this. Click the like button, click the subscribe button, share this with somebody. I love you all very much, guys. And like we say in all of our videos and all of our podcasts, remember, guys, never stop discovering, creating, and becoming the person that you're meant to be. I love you.